This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, I guess the mic's going to be closer to your mic to be able to talk. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots going on. That's just in the news. I mean, there's lots going on, period. You know, I don't have an update yet. Maybe I do. Let's take a check. You know, we during the show, there was a live shooting in two men killed in Thornton, Colorado, at a Walmart. And, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to those people. Yeah, and I'm sure it'll be politicized within minutes. But it doesn't have to be. Right? It's not all about the gun thing. Can we let it play out a little bit and make sure that we know what's going on first? I mean, I know that's asking for a lot. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get to some of my, you know, when you guys all know that, you know, I'm an outspoken Christian, and I'll stick my finger in your face, what you believe, I can't make you change. It's not my job to make you change. My job to let you see Christ in the things that I do, and then you decide to change on your own. But the ladies of The View, they are just really a different form of stupid. A whole, you know, and I got to tell you something. You Christian ladies that listen to them, you support them, you rethink where you're at. Rethink what. Why do you support people who don't like you, who think you're crazy, who think you're nuts? They'll take your money, but they still think you're nuts. So there was a study in England that showed a group of, I don't know if it was Episcopalians, Presbyterians, you know, I don't know. I don't know what group did it. But a group of Christians in England. Now, England and European countries are not known for being overly religious. Actually, maybe overly religious, yes. And some of you will know what I mean by that. They're into the religion, to the pomp and circumstance, the tradition. Not so sure they're in the relationship. I don't think they'd know what to do with it. But apparently, there's a large group of people in England that feel like the Ten Commandments need to be rewritten. They're kind of outdated for today. So my thought is, here, well, let's listen to what these brain surgeons have to say, and then you tell me what you think.
The Ten Commandments were set in stone thousands, millions, and hundreds of zillions of years ago.
That's right. So strike one, two, and three. She's done. Move on to the next one.
But some people are wondering if a little empty is in order. Don't hit me, God. Not me.
Yeah, it won't be for that, Whippy.
In order for the world we live in now. So some people think we need to lop a few commandments off. They would like to lose, just saying, don't worship idols.
Okay.
Don't take the Lord's name in vain.
Oops.
Only 38% say that. Worship no other god and keep the Sabbath day holy. Less than 1 in 3 say this is important.
So, I got to play those again.
In order for the world we live in now. So some people say we need to lop a few commandments off.
Right. Because the commandments are based on what people think and not what God thinks.
They would like to lose, just saying, don't worship idols.
Okay.
Don't take the Lord's name in vain.
So don't worship idols, which means putting things, worshiping things before God. So if you're a Christian and you have a problem with that, I don't even know if you've got two brain cells to rub together. Seriously.
Oops.
Only 38% say that. Worship no other God and keep the Sabbath day holy.
Worship no other God. That's a problem. And keeping the Sabbath day holy. So you have 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can't give one day to family, to God and family. Well, you know, today we're so busy. I can see where God should be pushed to the side, right?
Holy. Less than one in three say this is important.
And this was a poll.
Less than one in three. That means one out of every three Christians has no clues of what they're supposed to believe. Probably doesn't even know what's printed in the Bible.
Conducted by British Christians.
They were Christians. Mm-hmm.
These were Christians that were saying...
No. Let's be clear. These were churchgoers. Okay? These were not believers in what the Bible has to say. But let's see David, I'm sorry, I know people don't like to abbreviate their names. David from San Francisco has got some comments on this. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joe. I was raised with a kind of a couple of different Romeo and Juliets in our family. So, you know, if you're a kid being brought
explain that to me. I'm not that bright.
Well, you know, the story of Romeo and Juliet is there's two families that are warring.
You know,
it's like the Montagues hate the Capulets. And if their kids or cousins or nephews or relatives or meet each other in the street, they pull out their swords. I mean,
right.
These are two rich families in, if it's Genoa, whatever. It's an Italian city. Anyway,
right.
So the idea is that Romeo is one family, and Juliet's the other. And they take one look at each other, and they're in love. And they don't care what their parents say. So they're sneaking around, staying in love, and sooner or later it catches up with them. And one pretends to die so that the parents...
Okay, I know the story, but I don't know how it relates to the Christian thing.
I was brought up one side Catholic, the other side Protestant, right? Then it got into Scotch-Irish, but we don't need to go there.
All right.
Anyway,
I'll hold you
sure,
over because I want to hear the rest of the story. So we got to go to break. You just hold on for a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Dave is going to somehow tie Romeo and Juliet to Jesus. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most expensive
experienced hair restoration expert for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do from the website. And even buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, and you don't have to. Get the real scoop as to what's going on with us. You know, I've been talking about the ladies from The View. You know, they're commenting on a study that was done in England with a couple of Christians, a group of Christians, who said that the Ten Commandments need a rewrite. Now, the whole idea behind this was I wasn't really going to deal with the Ten Commandments. I wanted you to hear this, and there's a reason for it. But let me go to the phones, because Dave from San Francisco is with us, and I'm trying to find out. He's trying to tie. Well, let me ask him. David, first of all, thanks for joining me tonight. And What is the significance? Help me understand. We don't have all night. Sure. The significance of Romeo and Juliet with this.
Well, it was that if you're born into one side of your family's Catholic and the other side's Protestant, then the family reunions are kind of a pain in the neck. And,
they can be.
You know, holiday, Thanksgiving, you know, it's all the arguing in the other room about whose God is better. And so I was lucky, you know, in reading my own self, you know, Old Testament, New Testament, various versions, this and that, I tried to go straight to the root. What are we supposed to do? So you go to the Garden of Eden stories, and you realize God says we're supposed to be stewards of the earth. We're supposed to take care of the earth. We're supposed to be responsible for it. We're like the gardeners in the Garden of Eden. And so that's our purpose as humans. And for anybody to be dodging that, and my job's to run around delivering crack to this neighborhood, you know, my job's is to make, you know, mow down mountains of coal so that it can be burned up so people can drive around, you know, watch TV all day long. You know, we're not stewards of the earth if we're doing mountaintop removal. And
well, we're supposed to be, but wait a minute. You can't just, did you stop on the first chapter? I mean, what about the stewardship of taking care of your family, feeding your family, leaving an inheritance for your family, leaving money for your family? What about the first thing you're supposed to be doing is worshiping God, not worshiping the earth? When you hug a tree and you're more concerned about a tree that's going to be cut down than you are about a baby being ripped apart in a womb, are you really doing God's will? Or are you just following your social justice?
Laws of God? Well, what are the laws of God? Are the laws of physics the laws of God, like the laws of science? Are they the laws of God? Is gravity really real? You know, that must be a law.
Of course it is.
It is.
See, the difference is I don't believe that science created God. I believe that God created science. The reason H2O equals water is because God designed it that way, not because science came up with the numbers.
Right, but we as critters, I mean, we are humans of a critter nature, and we're smart enough to figure out math and writing and all sorts of technical jargon and figure out to get a...
If you believe in God, and I don't know if you do, I'm not challenging your belief in God, but if you believe in God, and I don't know how you can not believe in God but try to tell me what the Bible says, so if you believe in God, you tell me what the Bible says. He says he's given us that knowledge. So...
Yeah, but there were a number of different things that I could go off on. The first one is, to me, God owns everything. None of us own anything.
Right.
Right? And
he allows us to use it.
Some super capitalist to say, I own a section of the world, and nobody can step land on there. Nobody can be any part of
it. Wait a minute. So we can't own property?
There are massive landowners, people who own hundreds,
the basic question, David, is can we own, from a biblical standpoint, can we own property?
Are you fooling yourself to believe that you own it?
I believe the patriarchs in the Old Testament, God himself said they owned all this land. Now, in a worldly way, yes, they did own all this land, in a worldly way. Okay, they were the stewards of that land. They were the holders of that land, if you would, until the new heavens and the new earth come. Right. So I'm kind of confused.
You ever studied, you know, Zionists, right, over in Israel? Zion belongs to Israel.
I'm like CIA agents or Secret Service agents that they study the real dollar, you know, when they're studying money. They don't study counterfeits. So I'm sitting here. I know what the Bible says about these things. I'm a long-time studier of the Bible.
Right. Yeah, Daniel all the way up to Revelations. Yeah, I mean,
the whole idea
of stewards of the earth, to be a true steward of Zion, you have to treat every tree kindly and as if it's God's property, not as if it's some political...
you treat everything as if it's God's property, but I mean, there were... Wait a minute. So you never remove a tree to help you build something?
Well, I don't know if you've seen some of these settlements. They'll go in there with a bulldozer and knock out 250
year old. Yeah, well, different tools than we have. We have different tools than we had back then.
250-year-old. They've got 250-year-old olive trees that are still.
I don't want to get into weeds with all this stuff. Let's say the basics.
Somebody to go in with a bulldozer and say that this your house belongs to me and I can knock down all your olive trees. That's happened, and that's happened time after time after time after time. That's not stewardship.
And right. So when God told the Israelites, right, to go kill all the husbands, take the land, take the women for yours, he really didn't mean theirs. He was taking it for God or something, right?
Well, I mean, there are a number of books. I don't know if you've ever seen the one called Who Tampered with the Bible?
I don't get into those conspiracies because
it's
everybody can say
it's real.
Everybody can say
the oldest copy, and then you can find the copies later and how they got tampered with.
Yeah, right. I hear you. And the other thing I can tell you is that, you know, none of that's true, really. There was a bunch of guys sitting around. They were throwing back some whiskey at a campfire and decided to write all these books so they can have their way with everybody.
Scrolls, sir?
There's two, yeah, of course I do. There's 200 stories about how this happened.
Stuff that made it into, you know, thousands.
Right, that actually the Dead Sea Scrolls actually proved that the old Bibles, the old writings were real. And the fragments from the Dead Sea Scrolls actually filled in areas that we didn't know about.
Right. So you know,
nothing major changed from the Dead Sea Scrolls. All it did really was back up our belief system.
Are you familiar with the Ascends?
David, I don't have 2 hours to do this with you. I'm familiar with a lot of this, but I'm not going to go all over the place where different people... Right, and the Church of Latter-day Saints believe that Jesus ended up in the United States, okay? Some religions teach that Jesus ended up down in...
Dead Sea. Dead Sea Scrolls is where the Ascends lived, and that was, like, their library is the Dead Sea Scrolls. And so Jesus is supposed to have been, like, when Jesus was hiding from, you know, from Rome and hiding from the hierarchy in Jerusalem government, he was hiding with the Ascends. And the Ascends lived on the shore in the Dead Sea.
And I don't find that. Was that in the Bible somewhere? Does he say he lives there? Somewhere in the Bible. Not another book, but the Bible itself.
If you're familiar with Jesus' missing years,
I am familiar.
Right? He wasn't living with the Sadducees. He wasn't living with the...
David, you've eaten up a whole segment. I've got no further. Appreciate your phone call. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. And we'll finish up with the View Women of Lost On. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back! Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate a good spirited call. But I got to tell you, and I'm not a scholar, don't get me wrong, okay? But I am a very practical Bible studier, okay? I didn't say avid Bible studies, the practical, which means I look at the Bible the way God would have, I believe God would have intended us to look at it. Okay? How do I apply the Bible to my life today? Right? I don't need to rewrite the Ten Commandments. I don't need to even rewrite the words. Right? So how do you, but these theories that go around, and everybody's right. You ever notice that? Everybody who studies outside of what the Bible writes is right. I never got that. That is like, for me, that is like having a Ford pickup truck and trying to use a Chevy manual, right? Because it's, you know, you don't want to read the Ford manual because you're so obstinate. You're going to go grab your wife's manual for her Chevy car and you're going to try to use that to fix your Ford pickup truck. Go ahead. Let me watch. But let me know first because I want to come over and watch how frustrated you get. I'm one of the believers that, for my non-Christian friends, this may be boring to you, but for my Christian friends, I'm the ones that believe that if God wants us to know something, he'll just tell it to us. Not that we shouldn't go try to find out things on our own. That's not what I mean at all. But God will let us know if we need to know things. Is the earth 6 million, 6 billion, 6 gabillion years old? If God wanted us to know, he would have told us. It's not a big deal whether we know or don't know. And I'm not going to fight with you guys about how old it is. Not, it has nothing to do with your salvation and your relationship with God. And I love these tree huggers and these people who think, you know, they open it up. What do PETA people do when God says, go kill and eat? What are they going to do with that? Oh, he meant it back then because we didn't have a way to grow crops to a point where we could only eat plants. Yeah, sure, you think for God. Good luck. So these people pull out the bits and pieces that they want. Now, the one I love is the missing years of Jesus. That's always a good one. Because everybody knows where he went, but nobody knows where he went. And if God didn't put it in the Bible, why do you beat your brains out with it? Why aren't you beating your brains out and trying to find out what it is that God does want you to do with your life, with the loved ones around you, and that kind of stuff? Right, so what is it, from about 12 to 30 years old, we don't really have much of a word on Jesus. And there are groups that swear they have found stuff to prove that Jesus let me see. He studied Hinduism, or he studied Buddhism in India. He commuted with the Druids in Great Britain. Man, he was all over the place. He became an adopted son of Japan. He traveled all throughout Japan. Then there's one that says he traveled all throughout the Americas. Right? I mean, we could do this all day long. They say some theories say he trained with the mystics in the Himalayas. Russian aristocrat, Cossack officer, spy, journalist. Right? So I want you to think about something at the basic level. If God wants you to study his word, and he tells you to study his word, he wants you to get to know him. Study his word. How does trying to figure out where Jesus was for 18 years or whatever, however many years it was, I'm not good at math. How does spending all your time trying to figure out something that God didn't put one atom of time into telling you what happened? I mean, what do you want him to do? Put a page in the Bible that says this page left intentionally blank and then come up when he's 30? That way that you'd feel better about it? You don't need to know. No, you don't need to know. Either you believe or you don't believe. Either you believe God's word is real or you don't believe. And this garbage that people will say to you, that the Bible was put together by men, well, somebody had to write it. God doesn't magically drop Bibles from the sky or pages from the sky already printed on. And if you truly study, if you're a true believer of Christianity, of God's word, then you believe that every word on those pages was inspired by God, given to those men to put on a piece of paper. And the Jews, you know, the Zionists, as he was going, the road he was going down that I didn't want to go down with them. The Jews were so meticulous about Scripture that if they sneezed while they were writing, they ripped up the paper. They burned it. Because in their language, a jot, a tittle, a mark, whatever, changed the whole meaning of a word. They weren't going to do that. They wouldn't even write the word of God. I mean, they wouldn't even write the name God. Think about it. So those people who want to blow off these theories or throw out these theories, or they read a scripture too and they think they know it all. Here's the one thing I'll say to you tree huggers, and you won't like it. If you're worshiping the creation, if you're taking the care of the creation and spending more time with the creation than you are with the creator, you are wrong. Yes, we're not supposed to take care of just the earth. We're supposed to take care of everything that God gave us, everything that he allows us to have. Do we own the earth? Do we own the property? Hey, Dave, yes, we do. Because God tells us to adhere to the laws of the land, right? Well, the law of the land says I have to pay for that property I live on. I have to pay taxes. Jesus paid taxes. Jesus told him to render unto Caesar what's his and God what is his. Now, I understand it's not the land. It's the money. It's the resources that God has allowed me to amass to glorify him, not me. So it doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't matter how much. That seems to be your problem. Every time you call this show and people like you write me, you have a problem with people owning things. I don't know if you don't own anything and you think that's where you're supposed to be. My question for you, David, and other people like you is, we're supposed to help other people. How do you pay somebody's electric bill if you don't have any money and you can't pay yours? How do you give somebody a ride somewhere if you're stuck to the man and you have to work every minute of every day to pay your bills? How do you help somebody get to the doctor or get a ride somewhere? Right? I mean, how do you help out other people if you don't have resources to give? Now, there's a difference between being greedy and having things. All the patriarchs, this is the stuff you guys never talk about. All the patriarchs in the Old Testament, you know what? They had stuff. They had more oxen than they knew what to did with. They had lots of wives. I'm not interested. But they had wives. They had all kinds of food. They had crops. They had land all over the place. God obviously had Alzheimer's, according to you. Couldn't remember what he wanted us to do. So for those of you out there, stop studying where Jesus was, where he wasn't. When you're studying stuff outside the Bible that has nothing to do with you getting closer to God, you are wasting your precious time. I mean, heck, David, I could put 12 people in a room with you that could fight as vehemently as you do, or as hard as you do, about Jesus being in Peru, Jesus being South Central America, Jesus hanging out in Mexico. Which one is right? Which one is true? You can't all be right. But they would swear to it. They would bet their life on it. You know what I would bet my life on? The only bet that I would make with you is I don't know where he was from 12 to 30. I don't care. If it wasn't important enough for God to tell me, I don't care. It's really that simple for me. Anyway, back to The View, the girls of The View, the ladies of The View, who find that the Ten Commandments might be a little outdated.
Yeah, this is the number that got me, that 94% still believe that stealing and killing are important. I want to know about the 6% that
I'm
think stealing.
Yeah, 6% think that stealing and killing are fine.
Stealing is okay.
It's crazy to me.
I mean, okay.
They're the Ten Commandments, not the Ten Suggestions.
Yes,
like you're supposed to. I mean, I grew up a Catholic girl. You're supposed to follow the commandments. I mean, they're not only, I think, the basis of our Christianity,
yeah.
Christian faith, but also of the law. Like when you study law, they talk about the commandments and sort of right and wrong and how you see it in biblical times as well.
See, the commandments are not right and wrong. It's really simple. If you look at it that way, then you start making moral judgments as well. Who says that's right? No. It's the commandment of God as to how to live your life His way. But that, people, you don't even need a college degree for this stuff.
Well, so I don't know how you lop any of them off.
Well,
so
I mean, which one do you get rid of?
Ten was already being a little skimpy. I mean, if
right?
You only have ten to live by.
Follow them.
But some of these I don't think I realized were commandments. And I was
Jesus finally said, hey, look. You guys can't seem to do 10. Let's try these two. Love your neighbors, yourself, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, right? I mean, with those two, everything else hinge off of that, he said. So he brought it down to two, and we still screw them up. Here's that sound again. That's a good sound, though. All right, I promise you I won't go in a tirade. I will finish this off on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I think we're going to have an irritate a liberal week. I think that's what we should do here. Anyway. Oh, God. You know, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy is a book I wrote. And you can read through bits and pieces of it online. But I got to tell you, most people who read it tell me they were laughing through it. They learned a little bit from it. I've had some liberal friends of mine, I mean liberal friends of mine, say, you know, I know you. I got a kick out of it, yada, yada, yada. You want to have some fun this Christmas? I might even make you a deal, okay? Buy about, I don't know, $5. And I'll cut you a deal. I think over $5 I'll cut you a deal on it. Because what I want you to do is give them as gifts to some of your most liberal friends. When you have, what are those events they have at work? The White Elephant event or, right? Secret Santa? Oh, God. You can light the, and that's something I would do. You can light the place up by giving them the book as a gift. You can email me, joe@therealside.com. Tell me what you want to do, what you're trying to do, and see if I can work something. But I would do, at a loss, just, you got to send me some pictures of the faces of people when they open up the book and look at it. I mean,
have
seriously.
A book sale, like $5.50.
I'll give them to you a wholesale. If you buy 10 or more, I'll give them to you a wholesale. You'll be able to afford them. But send me an email, joe@therealside.com. But you got to give them as gifts, though. You got to give them to make somebody crazy. All right, I don't want to lose the time because I want to get through this. I want those, I'll see if you're really listening, okay? I want you to listen carefully because there's something major going on in this audio clip, okay? This is the Ladies of the View, and they're They think they can rewrite the Ten Commandments.
I am the Lord thy God, and thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Well, that's true, but...
Yeah, that's true, but...
That's what that... Don't
using the Lord's name in vain. My mom used to say that all the time. I've gotten a little rusty on that, but I didn't realize I was...
Do you? Do you say, oh, my God?
Oh yeah, gosh. Just when I'm excited.
I don't think that's what they mean. I don't think that's what they mean.
When they say,
yes.
Yeah, the woman that reads the Bible the least is going to tell you what the Bible means. I love it. Yeah.
Do you think part of this just is a societal thing that we seem to have, like, gone back so much on what is ethical, what is moral? Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, I also went to Catholic school. I grew up Baptist. I always thought I was going to hell. Catholic guilt is a real thing. I always was like, I'm going straight. Like, I would always be like, I'm going straight to hell because
you don't really know what God's word says about heaven.
I'm thinking about a hot guy.
You
like
think
whatever.
You go to hell? So, we think I'm going.
Well, I mean,
we Catholics are very good at that.
But I will say, when I was
feel good,
the best piece of advice I ever got, my dad told me this when I was 15, and I live by it. And everyone,
don't live by this. Her dad was dead wrong, but I got to play because it's part of the clip.
My family lives by it. He said, don't lie, cheat, or steal. Everything else is fair game.
Sure.
And I think that's actually the commandment that if all of us just stuck by, it might make life a little bit easier.
You hear the audience? That's going to scare you.
But you're doing the right thing because one of the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt honor thy mother and father.
That's right.
Right, especially if your dad is a coke addict and wants to sell you to get some more coke. You should follow what he says.
You're listening to your dad.
Like, I mean, you know, not to get too TMI, but like if you're having sex before marriage, that's a big one,
That's not a commandment.
Just follow the commandments. It's the whole word, Whoopi. Come on, give me a call, Whoopi. I'll help you. I'll help you straighten it out.
But when you're in Catholic school, that's a very big no-no.
Here's the thing about Catholic school. Because I also went. I know. Catholic school in the early 60s and how it was in the 70s is very, very different. Because
they pushed and made sure that you understood what God's word was all about. You know, I wouldn't give up my Catholic upbringing for anything. I went to Catholic school. They taught me to love and trust God no matter what. That's a great place to start. And we'll get into that someday.
As when John the 23rd decided that he needed people to understand that...
Now listen to this. She's turning this political.
The Catholic Church recognized that there would be shifts in things. Mm-hmm. You had that ability to make those decisions and say, you know what? I think I'm going to go this way. And once we...
So man is going to ignore God's law and say, I think I can go this way. And the Pope, according to her, I don't believe her, said, well, that's good. That's okay. That's good for you. Go ahead and do it.
Took this idea that you had to have 400 children out of the equation. I think people felt a lot better. Mm-hmm. But now I think the most important thing is, you know, if you're a Christian, if you're not a Christian, if you're just a human being, mm-hmm. a lot of these are great.
Isn't this like a car mechanic telling a brain surgeon how to do surgery? She knows nothing about Christianity.
To live by, just as a human being, treating each other.
But I will give her that. Yes, even if you don't believe in God, the Ten Commandments are a great set of rules to live by.
Any rule as a parent, you're just trying to protect your child. And at the end of the day, I think that's what a lot of these commandments, and the great thing about the Bible and God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I have a funny story, though, about taking the Lord's name in vain. You know, my parents were really strict about what we said in the home.
Yeah. Listen carefully to what you don't hear.
We couldn't say, oh, my God. We couldn't say JC. We couldn't say Jesus. My son, you know, I know.
I didn't stop that. Did you guys hear the quiet? Let me do that again.
Commandments, and the great thing about the Bible and God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I have a funny story, though, about taking the Lord's name in vain. You know, my parents were really strict about what we said in the home. Yeah. We couldn't say, oh, my God. We couldn't say JC. We couldn't say Jesus.
Jesus! The word Jesus! The view can't use the word Jesus. They can use JC. But they can't say Jesus. Listen.
my son, you know, I know.
Yeah,
you could say geez.
You could say geez, but not.
That,
sus.
Yes,
yeah.
Unless you were praising him, and then you could say. But my son, you know, we implement this in our home. We don't say, oh, my God. We can say, oh, my gosh, or oh, my goodness. And my three-year-old came up to me. He goes, Mommy, I know the F word. And I was like, oh, God. What is and he goes, the F word is, oh, my God. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
He knows. He brought him well. I taught him well.
You listen to these brain surgeons. I want to say something about this, but I want you to. They couldn't use the word Jesus. Now, they use all kinds of other words. You could. Forgive me, ladies. I'm not trying to be crude, but to give you, they use words, you know, vagina and penis and oral sex. They talk about all this stuff, and they've let some other words. So all that is okay. We've allowed that in society. It's now okay. But Jesus is not. You Christians out there, my friends, actually, you're not even my friends. You're my brothers and sisters in Christ. This is okay with you?
But yeah,
gotta love a kid.
I know.
I love a kid.
I also know these commandments, like you said, they're universal in all doctrines of major religions. And I think as long as we try and live.
Okay, so we now watered it down. So there's no real religions. Kind of everybody get along with the same God, with the same rules. Yeah, I can point out, and people would get really teed off at me, some religions where these rules don't apply.
It leads some kind of moral code. I think no matter what lens you view God and the afterlife.
Some people don't believe in God, and that's okay, too. But it doesn't keep you from being a human being.
And even so, they're
she sounds so smart, doesn't she? You're still a human being if you don't believe in God or any kind of deity at all. Still the heart and pumping blood makes you human. No, really? You needed a college degree for that?
Even if you don't believe in God, there's still valid, I think, commandments.
Yes,
you
right?
Shall not kill. You shouldn't
kill.
Should kill
people. You shouldn't lie.
That's good.
Well,
kind of goes without saying. I didn't need that.
Nobody at this table should talk about lying.
Right. So she wants, because everybody lies, it's okay to lie. So here's my admonishment to my Christian friends. And I'm not a holier than thou. I make mistakes. This is not what this is meant to be. But you perpetuate this, my Christian friends. You perpetuate this. You know why you perpetuate this? Because some of you, you don't have to admit to it. Maybe nobody listens to this show. You still watch The View. They still get ratings. You still buy product that you see them see on this show and what have you. They will not allow, if you're a true Christian, they will not allow the name of your Lord and Savior, the one that you follow, the one that you say you love and you respect, they will not allow his name to be spoken. Why aren't you embarrassed by that? Why doesn't that bother you? Because it bothers me. If I can't use the name of Jesus, if I can't talk about my God, if I can't talk about the wonderful things that God, I'm not in. I'm not interested in being part of. Do you know what I'm saying? And again, you don't have to be militant and you don't have to be nasty. That's not what I'm asking you to do. What I'm asking you to do is take a stand for the thing that you say you believe. And what you probably should do is someday sit down and write down a list of things that you won't tolerate. Right? I mean, talking about taking the Lord's name in vain, right? I mean, write down the things that you're just not willing to put up with and put them in your plain simple English, not in these and thous. And don't allow them to happen. And look at your friends. You know, I got a lot of rough and tough friends. When I sit at the table, the MF words go away, the F words go away. You know why? Because they're my friends and they know I don't appreciate them. It's not because I'm holier than thou. It's not because I have a direct line to God and I'm going to get them zapped or something. It's just because they have respect for me. Force your friends to have respect for you or don't hang with them. If they can't do something for you, you don't need them as friends. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Yeah, I said it, huh? God bless you. May you know Jesus like I do. And have a great rest of the day. Seriously, be safe. Come back tomorrow. I have a lot more to say then.